This is Hash It Out with Jane
is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness. Happy New Year, and thank you for listening to Hash It Out with Jane. I'm your host, Jane Hash. My guests today are an A-female music group from Australia, along with their awesome manager, Michael. You may have heard their new single that was recently released on iTunes called This Isn't Disneyland. If you haven't heard it yet, you will hear it at the end of the show. So, without further ado, please welcome the Sisters of Invention.
Yes, that's us. That's us.
Come on.
Ladies, thank you for making time to talk with me today. Would you introduce yourselves to my listeners?
I'm Amy.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Jackie.
How did you ladies come up with the name the Sisters of Invention?
We all did.
Yeah, we all did. We all came up with it.
Well, we help each other on and off the stage.
And we are like sisters and invent. We're changing people's opinions, aren't we?
Yeah. Changing people's views of the way they see people with disabilities.
Yeah.
When I was doing research for this episode, I found a website that mentioned a documentary about you ladies. Is there a documentary about you?
Yeah, there is.
It's
going to be a long process, but I think it's a 20 minute.
Something like that, yeah.
And is it available? Can we watch it yet?
There's a teaser and a rough draft online, but it's not released yet. So it'll be available for the public early next year sometime.
So all of us queer kids here in the United States are talking about you and your video, This Isn't Disneyland. The lyrics are fantastic. The sound and the video quality are both amazing. What was your favorite part of shooting the video?
I think dressing up was my favorite part.
I agree. I think dressing up and getting our hair and makeup done professionally was
pretty really
good.
Fun.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about your songwriting process?
What normally happens is we write down ideas for songs, and then Michael puts it to tunes, and then we find ways to put it to music. Then
you write all the music yourself.
Michael helps us make the tunes work.
Uh-huh.
We come up with most of the ideas, but he puts it to the music.
Yeah.
Nice. I read that you've been doing a lot of live performances over the past year. How many performances did you do last year?
30.
Wow.
30 paid performances, but I don't know how many we've done this year. I can't keep counting.
Well, I mean, this year we spent a lot of our working hours recording.
For our album. So we've been here for a lot of the time, but we have done a few performances this year.
Are you going to go on tour?
Maybe in time. That's a bit hard for us, like, we need support to travel.
So what do we need to do here in the U.S. to help you come over here and put on a show for us? What do we need to do? Because you have fans that are willing to do whatever it takes.
Thank you. That's great. Thank you. Thanks.
People have been emailing me for the past month. When are you going to have the Sisters of Invention on your podcast?
Right. Good to know.
Well, we have to have a budget. And we need support workers to help us. Without support workers, I think would be not very good, because some of us, like Michelle, needs help getting dressed, and
yeah,
some of us need help with everyday life. So
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. You've been interviewed a lot lately. There's been a lot of you guys in the media.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there any particular language that journalists and other people of the media use that you find offensive?
Well, the reason we wrote, I think it was Disneyland, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We wrote that song because people sometimes think we're little kids and that we should only be performing for primary school children.
Yeah.
So.
And that is really bad. I think they just don't get it.
Quite a put down to us.
So we want to change that opinions and say, excuse me, well, I'm nearly 29 and I'm not going to be treated like a four-year-old, really.
Yeah.
No.
In the many articles and news pieces that are out there about you, has any member of the media made you angry or disappointed because of the way they speak to you or the language they use in describing you?
I think we've been pretty lucky. I don't think people would do that to us because we're just like normal people. I haven't heard anything, so I think it's really nice that people are understanding who we are as in artists. Mm. So,
yeah.
Has
performing and getting your music out there changed the way people in your community interact with you? Like, do you find that you are treated more with respect?
Yeah.
I suppose. I think so. I really think so. I think since we've done all this music and performed and done all that, I think people are really seeing the real us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really good.
Yeah.
How would you describe your genre of music?
It's alternative pop.
Yeah.
Because it's our own stories, our own individual stories.
Yeah. And our own experiences, personal experiences.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song that you've written so far?
My favorite song is Cold Soup.
In Germany.
Yes. Soup in Germany? That's the name of it?
Yeah, that's my favourite.
And what's it about?
It's about friendship.
So when you're not in the studio making music, what are you ladies doing?
Reading and we like music, obviously, so we listen to music.
Yeah. And I love shopping. I love doing shopping. And I love being with my nephews. I love being an auntie. So I get to see them and see them grow up. It's really quite nice. So, and I like relaxing. I like chilling out. I love watching movies.
Yeah.
Same. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you do, Jackie?
I like hanging out with my friends and just spending time with my family and my niece and going shopping and listening to music, watching movies and just relaxing.
Yeah, I like sleeping in.
I think everybody with a busy schedule can appreciate that. So is it true you have a CD coming out in early 2015?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Is a release date set yet?
We're not sure yet. We're not sure yet.
And what's the name of the CD?
It's self-titled. So it's Sisters of Invention.
Yeah.
Is this the first CD you've released?
Yes.
So this is super exciting.
It is.
Yes, it sure is.
Very exciting.
Yep.
How can we get it once it comes out?
You can get it on iTunes.
You can get the single on iTunes at the moment.
Okay.
Disneyland.
How many songs?
10 songs.
10 songs on the album.
So that is the number one message that you want your fans to get when they listen to your music.
They're trying to change their opinions about people with disabilities, and we just want them to know that we're not kids, we're adults, and we express ourselves through music, and what we put in our songs are topics that other people can relate to.
Do you have anything to add to that, Jackie?
Just that we just want to be treated like everyone else.
Yeah.
And, you know, Michelle's right, we're not kids. And
we want people just to focus on the ability rather than the disability.
Yes.
Yes, and if you noticed, none of my questions had anything to do with your impairments, because I really don't think that matters.
No.
What matters is your music is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love to hear that.
So what's next? Do you have any secret plans you want to share with me that I don't tell anybody except everybody who's listening?
Oh, gosh.
Do we have any secrets?
You know, secret plans for the Sisters of Invention.
Well, I'm looking forward to our album launch.
Yeah, definitely.
In April.
Yeah. It's going to be a big party, we hope.
It's going to be beautiful.
Well, I hope it's a big party that we can Skype all your fans into. Something like on Google Hangouts or on Reddit. So you can see how many people actually like your work, because there's a lot.
That's good.
Right.
That would be fun. That's just, you know, my 2 cents, you know.
Thanks for that.
I mean, I can hook that up for you, ladies.
You hook it up and I will promote the crap out of it so that everybody.
That would be really good. We'll enjoy that.
Yeah,
we'll enjoy that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Right?
Thank you, ladies, for being on Hash It Out with Jane. This is my first episode of the new year, so what an awesome way to celebrate with the Ladies of Invention.
Yay!
Before we listen to some groovy music, I have to instigate something. The Sisters of Invention are amazingly talented. The main thing preventing them from performing here in the U.S. is the money to pay their support workers, or as we call them here in the U.S., home health aides or personal care attendants. I know there are a lot of educators and activists who listen to Hash It Out with Jane, and you are fans of the Sisters of Invention. Now, I am speaking directly to you. Get your universities and organizations on board, and let's get these ladies over here. You can count on me through endless promotion because they lack. Just listen for yourselves.
You learn something new every day, till the day that you die. I left school years ago, thought you should know. And old, old as obstacles, struggles and falls, there's a brick wall.
This episode of Hash It Out with Jane is dedicated to one of the most memorable disability rights activists ever, who recently passed away, Stella Young. For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjane@gmail.com.